I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The battle for the Afghan town of Marja has not yet begun, but just about everyone, NATO forces, Taliban militants, and Afghan civilians, seems to know what's coming. NATO is planning an offensive in the southern Afghan town. Taliban fighters say they are digging in for a fight, and hundreds of civilians are fleeing. The stakes are high. Marja is the biggest community in southern Afghanistan, under insurgent control. The BBC's Frank Gardner is 90 miles east of Marja in Kandahar. He's embedded with the command center for the operation in southern Afghanistan. He says the generals are deliberately publicizing what's coming.
What they want to do is minimize civilian casualties. And so, in a way, they've conducted a kind of information operation before they start the shooting war, the shooting part of the battle. And they have prepared a load of leaflets. In fact, I've got one of them in front of me here. It says, Mushtarak, the combined force, and the people will defeat the insurgents and bring a better life. Where will you stand? Help us. Report enemy activity on the following number. So these are being prepared to be airdropped, and that's coupled with radio messages. And what they're trying to do, essentially, is to split the Taliban away from the local population, to convince the locals that in the argument over who to side with, the Taliban or the government, they're better off being with the Afghan government. It's a big ask, because a lot of these operations have resulted in a lot of destruction of civilian property, and also they have left a security vacuum afterwards, because NATO up until now has not had the troops to be able to hold the ground. So this time what they're saying is they're going to have the troops, but more particularly they're going to bring in Afghan policemen and others to guarantee security.
So presumably those pamphlets part of the kind of hearts and minds war. What is the goal of, if it should come to it, of a shooting war in this operation?
Well, they're hoping not to have a shooting war. I think realistically they know that the hardcore will probably oppose them, because the area that they're going into is one that has been known as kind of opium central. It's a major opium production area where a lot of money is at stake, and I don't think the Taliban are going to relinquish, and indeed other insurgents and drug lords are not going to be happy to relinquish this area easily. It's perfectly possible that the Taliban will have used this period to sow a crust of IEDs, of improvised explosive devices, down all the routes that they would expect troops to advance to this area. But the goal is to have minimum casualties and maximum security, and to that end what they've done is to essentially try and plan this operation backwards, so that they're looking at the political situation a few months or weeks down the line, and they're bringing in extra police, and they've sort of worked up a kind of government in waiting, as it were, to move into this area.
How many troops are involved in this one, and how does it compare with other operations like this in the recent past?
We're told 15,000 troops altogether are taking part in this. The lion's share will be American. There will be several thousand Afghan troops. There will be a few thousand British troops, and there will be much smaller numbers of others as well.
And Frank, a final question before we let you go. The name Operation Mushtarak, what does that mean?
It means joint or together or shared. It's actually an Arabic word, but it's the same in Dari. And the whole emphasis on this is saying that this is a joint Afghan coalition operation, where the Afghan commanders, who are now getting quite a lot of battle experience, have taken part in the planning. And they were the ones who presented the plan to President Karzai. And he was happy with what they presented to him. So the political will, I think, is there at the moment, but let's see if it remains there.
Certainly more culturally appropriate name than Operation Cobra's Anger.
Yes, although, beneath the sort of beneath all the good intentions of kind of good civil government and so on, I mean, make no mistake, there is an absolutely awesome amount of firepower being amassed for this should the Taliban resist.
The BBC's Frank Gardner will leave it there. You're in southern Afghanistan at the command center for Operation Mushtarak. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.